Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bears. Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I need you talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What? Host of the Take the North podcast.
I'm sorry, guys. What was I talking about?
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
My hair does look good today.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
He's an apartment complex, this guy.
Ho-ho! We changed it up! Mark Grody is the co-host of Raheemy Harrison Grody, as in Ann Grody. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Appropriate that the Wayne Larrivee impression makes a comeback this week as the Bears are yet again playing the Packers, and he joins us from the Hall, Hallis Hall. Mark, how are you?
I am doing well, guys. Yes, I am coming at you guys from the PNC Center, the atrium, the room in which everybody walks to get into the building. Well, at least one of them. On the other side of the building right now on Field 1 out here at Bears headquarters, the Bears are practicing, getting ready for the Green Bay Packers, obviously on Saturday night, all eyes in that practice. And they're out there, Kyler Gordon and Rome Odunze, Ben Johnson guys sharing with us these specific words about those two guys and their chances. Quote, we'll see what it looks like. They're moving around well. We'll see if they can help us out this weekend. So we know everybody wants to know about that. Injury report will come out a little bit later. We'll also get into the locker room a little bit later on. But as you guys know, the Bears did beat Green Bay on December 20th, but it certainly wasn't perfect. I thought there was a lot that the Bears could clean up in that game. And I asked Ben Johnson specifically that question on what you need to do to get better. And he kind of gave me the old two for one, because he also tells us what needed to be better in the first game against Green Bay. So I want you guys to hear this. It's fairly lengthy, just a little bit over a minute. I guess it's not that long. And then I will fill in some blanks on some of the things that you will hear from Ben Johnson. But I just think this is a really good synopsis from Ben Johnson of what needs to be better to win this game on Saturday night. Here's Ben Johnson.
I think we're having problems with our system.
And I don't hear the Ben Johnson cut, but I can fill in some of the blanks
now,
for you guys.
Now, hold on for a second. I want people to know that they can watch you on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And Mark has many Bears behind him. Ah, see there?
Yeah, actually.
We've got the audio now.
What do you think needs to be better against the Packers, even relative to winning that game?
Yeah, I mean, they're a very talented group from top to bottom, and we've kept the game close both times we played them and had a chance at the end of the game to come out on top. I'd like to see us play better early in the game, particularly on offense. It felt like last couple times we played, we haven't gotten off to as fast of a start as you'd like. I think, you know, particularly the first game against them in the first half, we did not do well on third down. Second half, we were a little bit better and we had a little bit more success moving the ball. The last game we played against them, same thing. They did a good job with their third down plan, and we weren't able to stay on the field. The story of both games so far has been their offense possessing the ball. And when that happens, you just have limited opportunities, limited possessions, and it makes each play and each possession that much more valuable. Their offense is one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL on third and fourth down. And so that we got a big challenge there in terms of getting off the field when we get them in those situations. And yet, you know, I do feel good about our red zone defense, and they came big for us last time we played, and would like to see that happen again.
Yeah, I'm paying very close attention to the third down. I get it on both sides of the ball, but Green Bay on third down against the Bears, and the Bears win over Green Bay. The Pack was 6-for-12 on third down. In that first game that the Bears lost, obviously, the Packers were 8-of-12 on third down in that game. And we know all the issues that went down in that game. Green Bay, time of possession against the Bears this year, and the Bears win. The Packers had the ball 38-57 to the Bears 26 minutes and 13 seconds. In the first game, Green Bay, a little bit better. Green Bay 33-29 to the Bears 26 minutes and 31 seconds. And in general, the Green Bay Packers, back to the third down thing, their offense, that is, their offense, in general, they are second in the league on third down. So I thought that was really interesting how specific Ben Johnson got. It's specific and it's very obvious, too. Those areas need to be cleaned up. As tight as both of these games were, even though the Bears won their last game, they got away with some stuff. And that stuff needs to be tightened up to win this game on Saturday.
I find it pretty curious, Mark, that Ben Johnson gave the Packers credit for time of possession, but for some reason didn't give the Lions credit for it last week.
Did he never mention that? I mean,
well, the way he put it was that the offense needed to be on the field more to limit it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, he was, I got to tell you, I mean, he was furious after that. I don't think that Ben Johnson has been more furious this year than he was after that Detroit game, and it seems to have carried over this week. Now, this is the first day that I've been out here, but obviously I paid attention to all the stuff that's been going on, and I've talked to my colleagues and all that. Like, he's been as focused of a man as he is. He seems like to be even more focused, and you know, he joked around a little bit with us today, but you could still feel that laser focus, maybe a little bit of an anger, maybe a chip on his shoulder has grown a little bit after that Detroit loss. I mean, the Detroit loss, really, I mean, it may have been the most productive loss for the Bears this year in terms of straightening them out and opening their eyes a little bit and incurring the wrath is what I feel like has been going on out here from Ben Johnson.
Well, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the reason why he was so angry after the Detroit game specifically is because he felt like these were self-inflicted errors. We can talk about the mental mistakes early on in the game, and that's why they weren't. It wasn't like they were getting out-schemed or getting beat in a certain way by the Lions. He felt like his offensive players were making mistakes, that's what led to their downfall offensively for three quarters.
Well, depending on who you talk to in terms of the being out-schemed part of things, because it sounded like some people thought they were a little bit out-schemed on
I'm talking specifically on offense, though. I understand what you're saying about Jaquan Brisker and the defense, yes, but offensively.
I just heard keyword just popped into my head when you said that, so I just grabbed the shiny object. Sorry about that, Marshall. But, yeah, no doubt about it. Look, I mean, nothing infuriates any coach in any sport more than mental errors, unnecessary, unforced errors. It's like it's the easiest area that a coach, and in this case, in this sport, in this football, in this building, is the easiest thing for a head coach to justifiably get angry at and not feel like there's going to be ramifications. Like if he goes off on his players because of mental mistakes, that's good. That's justified. That's understandable. There can't be any pushback on something like that. And it is like, and it is at this point in the season, Marshall, this far with a regular season having been played, you shouldn't be sitting there being able to take out your little sheet and count mental mistakes that you jotted down in a game. That's inexcusable. And you're right. That is another huge part of the edge, the necessary, and I would say, yeah, justified edge that Ben Johnson has had. And you hear the players repeating the same thing. And I think organically feeling the same thing.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As well.
Well, and I guess maybe I shouldn't go to this place with it, but I don't love that the head coach is still having to criticize players to that end on the game plan. Additionally, it sounds like there's two very different game plans, perhaps, if that's how he feels about time of possession when it comes to the offense against the Lions and the offense against the Packers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And one, I think one thing that could be on the Bears' side, really on both teams' side, if you think about it, is the running game. Which team can get the running game revved up? The Bears in the December 20th game did rush for 150 yards. The Packers were well over 100 yards as well. Emmanuel Wilson is a guy that I have circled. I get it. It's Josh Jacobs, but Emmanuel Wilson was a problem against the Bears in that December 20th game. Every run seemed to 14 carries for 82 yards in that game. So both teams can get this running game going. The Bears in the first game, the December 7th game, the Bears outrushed the Pack 138-117. So you can see where it's obviously the quarterbacks are huge in this game and the most important part of it. But low key, which team gets the running game revved up early and the most often could very well win this game. And it's been pretty even in that regard. Both teams have been capable of running against the other. We know that the Bears have had heavy duty issues this year, stopping explosive runs, stopping other teams' running backs. And we know that Josh Jacobs had that explosive in one of the games. I think it was the first game against the Bears on December 7th. All that stuff has to be taken seriously.
Mark, what are you most excited to inquire about when the locker room opens after practice? What are you after besides getting me an explanation of how the Bears are going to actually beat the Packers on Saturday night?
Well, I think that the number one person is DJ Moore has not talked this week. He also did not talk after, at least not while I was in there, and I don't know that anybody talked to DJ Moore after the Detroit game. So he is certainly subject number one for all of us to talk to. And look, he has been of heavy consequence in these games. Obviously, the 46-yard magical overtime win on December 20th, but the whole Keyshawn Nixon saga is interesting because he was in the picture on both plays. Keyshawn Nixon had the interception, obviously, in the first game, and we know that we all thought, was DJ Moore open? Was he good for that? And it was Keyshawn Nixon in coverage on the play on December 20th, and I know he's been talking out. I heard you guys playing a little bit of what he was saying coming in here to Hallis Hall today. So I think that's a person that I definitely will ask DJ Moore about when we get a chance to talk to him, because he's obviously, I don't have to say it, one of the most important parts going into this game on offense.
Well, and the other thing is, I wonder if he'll admit to the late hit over the middle now. Like, didn't DJ try to move past that a little bit in post-game comments last time?
You talk about Keyshawn Nixon with the late hit on DJ Moore. Oh, you know what, Layla? That should have been part of the bullet points I just mentioned when we bring up Keyshawn Nixon. Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, that's why I said, like, it's just been, like, these two players, Nixon and Moore, like, every game that they play this year, there is something that has happened and multiple things that have happened. So, yeah, he's an important part of what's going on out here for sure.
Well, Mark, we appreciate the time. We look forward to your work coming up from the hall. What time is your hit with the afternoon show?
I have been told that my next hit will be at 4 o'clock on the afternoon combination of Spiegel and Holmes, and I am looking forward to that. I don't know if I'll be able to perform it in front of this wonderful Bears mural. I don't know if you guys could even see it, but I'm just looking back at this wall right now. Dave Wanstead right here. I'm pointing to it for the people on Twitch. I see a Kevin Butler trying to kick a field goal. I see what looks to be a 33 Charles Tillman next to number 26, Tim Jennings. That's why sometimes you'll hear me call Tim Jenkins Tim Jennings, because the Bears had a guy named Tim Jennings, number 26, who had a bunch of interceptions one year. So, but I don't think I have time to go through every person on this mural unless you guys would
concur.
Me to do that.
I concur.
I kind of, maybe next week, who knows? Mark, thanks again. We'll look forward to the hit at 4.
Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Right, studio, big guy.
Yeah. Be ready with your picks, guys. Be ready. This is going to be a close one.
Indeed. That's Mark Grody, live from Hallis Hall, joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And coming up next, availability continues to be the name of the game with this matchup. And unfortunately, that also means in the receiving core. We got to break out the Roma Dunze Confidence Index, because I don't know how healthy he is. That's next.